Welcome to GamerCast, episode 82. Hi, we're your hosts. I'm Adam.
And I am Paul.
And this is being recorded for the... No, it's not the 7th. We were recording on the 7th, but this
We're
is
recording it on the 7th, but it's really the show for the 5th.
For the 5th.
Because Adam exploded and was in hospital while they put him back together, he wasn't able to do it on Sunday.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Okay. On with the show. Letters? Did we have any?
We have a letter. No, we don't. Actually, I'll check the website, because I lost quite a bit of email.
Yeah. Paul's been playing with his email server stuff, so he can
check. Yeah, we did have something.
He can check his emails anywhere in the world.
Ooh, Rono, or Rono,
yeah,
says, Portal Forums registration doesn't work. The verification image gives an error. Yeah, I fixed that. It was only like that for a few days, since I upgraded to a PHP 5. Just wanted to show you my Forza car.
Ooh. So look. Wow. That is cool. I'm impressed.
I think that. My car is better.
That's...
My car is silver with a black stripe over the top.
Oh, who's that? That's...
Some dude.
It's Helsing. The Japanese Helsing cartoon.
Yeah, that's funky.
See, now that's lots of time spent. And I do like the fact that if you look at the back, you can actually see standard stripes like you would have on a car, used as a faded in on the background, which is quite nice. And then he's layered it up. But yeah, I must admit, he must have had to have drawn it or got a picture to be able to get all the points. And the teeth are such good detail. See, that's a lot of time. I must admit, it took me... I was near enough swearing at the game at one point when I was trying to build the Superman symbol because it kept moving them, and I was like, stop it! I just want to copy this and move it! Stop copying the other version! But yeah, that is some seriously cool bits. I must admit, the other thing is, it's like when I built the lightsaber, I was expecting it to look really crap, but once you get it all layered on there and you start layering them up and moving stuff around, it's amazing how good it looks. And I must admit, this would not be possible if it wasn't for the paint color section, which is paint colors you've already used. You're trying to do...
Yeah, otherwise it would just be a nightmare.
Yeah, you've done a bit and you're like, ooh, I just need his nose to just push out a little bit further. I'll get this square and I'll re-stretch it like this and push it out, but I can't remember what color his nose was. Oh, previous colors, match. There we go, it's matched. And that extra shape you shove on just blends into the rest of them. There's no lines whatsoever. And the amounts of shapes you can use, stretch, deform... Oh, it's amazing. No, I like that. That thumbs up to you. That is absolutely amazing. I like that.
I have to say, my Volkswagen Golf is that.
I haven't seen your Volkswagen Golf.
It's a silver thing with a black stripe over it.
Ah, right.
The cool car.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's a GamerCast website. It's really cool. Hey, look, our donate buttons. Hint, hint.
Donate.
Yeah, I need to update that because we're down like £10 million now.
Right. Actually, finding that bit of news out, which we'll tell people about in a minute, is just going to make me want to start playing that game now.
Well, yeah, I've been wanting to play WoW for a while, but Catherine can't afford it at the moment.
Yeah.
So I was tempted just to buy her a card and make her, you know, play it.
Well, I'll transfer across because I must admit, my account renews for City Heroes tomorrow, so I might cancel it tonight.
Well, it might be a couple of months before I can get her playing anyway.
Yeah. But I might start playing catch up because I think you're ahead of me. I think I'm level 27, if I remember rightly. And that's not even on a server you're on. I've got to I'll pay £14 and have him move across to that server we were on.
Yeah, I can't even remember what server we were on.
Something Wheel, something like that.
Steam Wheel Cartel.
Yeah.
Steam Wheel.
It's annoying though because you meet up with someone, you're like, yeah, let's play Warcraft, and you're like, what server are you on? I'm on this one. Where are you on that? Oh, I'm on that one.
Yeah, that they should make transferring free.
Yeah. They've got the ones for transferring for free
if the server's packed out, but come on.
You don't get a choice where you end up going. But because they've got a battling system now where you can battle from server to server. Everyone from a server can come to this battle arena and stuff. They've got loads and loads of stuff, which is quite cool. They've expanded the game for the player who has finished everything else and has started to get bored. There's more newer things.
Well, yeah, they need to do that, keep it playing.
But I must admit, for the new player, it is overwhelming the amount of stuff to keep you going.
So yeah, anyway, we're talking about WoW because there is a new World of Warcraft expansion pack coming out.
Yep.
It's called Wrath of the Lich King. Apparently this guy is a bit like Khan in that he's throwing a fit while Kirk annoys him.
Yeah.
And then Picard comes along and just pones
everyone. I must admit, you haven't got the expansion pack, have you? No.
I just got vanilla WoW.
Yeah. But when you look at Warcraft 3, the expansion pack, when you look at the front, I must admit the artwork they're using for this website, it just reminds me of that. So I'm curious to whether or not it's actually got anything to do with
it. Oh yeah, it's the prince dude from some land.
But
Lord of Rotten.
Shove up the website. Oh, you got rid of it, didn't
you? I closed it.
Let's have a look. I like all the snow effects. Unless the website is really nicely done. I do like a lot of
the sound of the top.
I do like some of their backgrounds. For something where there's not much there, it is nice. And I do like more of the snowy
stuff. Yeah, okay, but what happens when I resize my window?
Yeah, okay. Right, so let's have a look.
Although that's actually better looking than I was expecting. I was expecting just blank.
Yeah.
Blizzard Entertainment. Online privacy policy. Wrath of Lich King is trademark. Blah 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 blah. What are you after?
I want to read this bit.
Dude, don't read it in the middle of the show.
It is features for this one. Master Necromant's powers of the Death Knight.
Ooh, a Death Knight. I'm so scared.
World of Warcraft's first hero class. Yeah, they've been going on about the hero classes for a while. Quest to level 80. Wow, they've upped the cap level.
Yes,
gaining potential new abilities and talents along the way, because the last cap level upgrade was to 70. Learn the craft of spell augmentation with new inscription profession. Brave the harsh new
continent of the Northland.
The icy domain of the Lich King. That I'm liking. I must admit, I love the whole.
Yeah, have you
icy
seen the map? You've got the two normal places and you've got the Nether continent.
That's nice.
So it's probably got, you know, three, maybe four new lands.
Because fair enough, it's a bit like the first expansion pack for Morrowind, with the fact that you couldn't go to it, you had to warp to it. And it's the same with the expansion pack for WoW. You can't go to it. It's another place. You go to the land of where the orcs came from. But at least it's nice to have a new continent, because I do agree, when the expansion pack came out, they did add extra continents for where the new races come from, and I, because the new blue race, whatever they're called, the horsey people you like to call
Draenei.
The Draenei, or whatever they're called. I think it's
Draenei.
Their island is slightly off from the Elven island, because it's kind of like their land. It's like an Elvish land.
Yeah, and you take a boat.
So, now that's quite cool. Engage in epic siege warfare, deploying mighty siege engines. Is that engines?
Yep.
To lay waste destructive buildings in your path. Oh, so it sounds like the battle system for PvP is getting much bigger, which is nice. Transform your hero look with new characteristic customization options, including new hairstyles and dances. Explore previous. Oh no, is that Perless? Explore. What's that word?
Perilous.
Perilous new dungeons filled with some of the most deadliest creatures and the greatest treasures on Azeroth, and much more to come.
So I'm just checking something.
No, that sounds pretty good. I must admit, I liked, I'm a big fan for Snow. I must admit, when the third expansion pack, Blood Moon, came out for Morrowind, and I found out that the whole island was covered in snow, I was like, oh, that's my type of stuff. So that's why I like being the dwarf, because I...
Dwarf!
It was fun to trudge around in the snow for ages.
Yeah, I like the snow.
And it's a shame that the snow is nowhere else as far as I've found yet. So, it is quite cool. Because I do like the weather systems, but it would be nice if they could actually put in... season generator. So they could actually do some...
Yeah, seasons would be funky.
Multiple maps. So, maybe... You know, you might get some floods or water rising or stuff
floods.
Like that.
Floods and then scorching heat.
But yeah, nice sunny days and change the way it looks. And winter, get the leaves changing a lot more.
Like another funky game called Flight Simulator.
And maybe, you know, when you're in like Stormwind, you know, not cover it in snow, but just a bit of snow here and there when during winter time and stuff. Because everybody loves going to Ironforge in winter time because it's all snowy. But I must admit, I do like the whole things that change with the weather generator. It adds a nice element to being Ironforge and stood outside and all of a sudden it just starts snowing. I want aircraft. They got to bring the aircraft in. There's a bloody airfield on top of Ironforge and I'm waiting for that to be activated. I want to get up there, but you can't get up there.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people have broken through and got up, but... I actually went on the forums and asked about it because I was saying... Is there some mission you got to do to get up there? I spent ages checking the maps and trying to find any route that would get me up there, but I can't find it. So it looks like lots of stuff that's been just left as eye candy. Do you want to save me trying to read all of that? Do you want to read that bit out?
Oh. The Lich King Arthas, I knew that was his name, has set in motion events that could lead to the extinction of all life on Azeroth. My heart bleeds. All these fantasy people will die. With the armies of the undead and the necromantic power of the plague threatening to sweep across the land, only the mightiest heroes can oppose the Lich King's will and any reign of terror for all time.
Cool.
Blizzard Entertainment's latest expansion to World of Warcraft, Wrath of the Lich King, adds a host of epic content to the existing game. Players will achieve soaring levels of power, explore a new and vast continent, and battle other high-level heroes to determine the fate of Azeroth. As you pit yourself against dangers of North, prepare to... Features then list. Go
boring.
Back to Adam speak.
Right.
So yeah, that's that, which Adam hadn't even heard of until I told him about it.
No, I must admit, I've stopped...
So it's nice to see he's researching for the show.
I haven't gone on WoW in ages. I have to stop going on places like that because as soon I started having a look on Star Wars StarWarsGalaxies.com and I was like,
no,
yeah, I was like, I'm so close to saving up for a Millennium Falcon. I want to play it again. And I even looked into it and I was kind of like, let's play Star Wars. But no, bad Adam, stop it. I stopped playing City of Heroes. I got to the part I wanted to get to and I just kind of lost interest again. But I do that, I keep jumping backwards and forwards between them. They last forever for me. Most people who rush to get to the end find themselves starting to get bored.
My miner needs to do some mining.
Mining. But,
anyway, the other big news this past week has been, you know, Halo 1 and Halo 2 have not had online cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
And you know everyone's been, you know, oh, we want online co-op, and Bungie just stays like completely silent about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bungie have announced Halo 3 has online cooperative, and not just that, it's 4-player cooperative.
Whoa, that is amazing.
Indeed. Yeah, so woo, 4-player.
Have they stated what you playing as, or would it be kind of?
Yeah,
like...
I'm just looking for the screenshot now.
Give me
a second, just talk about something.
I must admit, that is amazing, because cooperative, when they brought the cooperative online update for like the fairy game, whatever it was called, that was on release. That was amazing.
Fairy game.
What was it?
Cameo.
Cameo, thank you.
Call it a fairy game. That was good.
Yeah, that was a great update. I must admit,
that was good, and Catherine still needs to complete it for me so I get the gamer score.
And as well as Gears of War, you know.
Well, yeah, here we go. So, yeah.
So, you're all the same?
No, hang on. I'm still looking.
Ah, they just used that as a picture by showing four of them. Whoa.
We're a man. Adam is psyched.
When's the game coming out again? It's got me so happy I've forgotten the release date.
26th of September in Europe. Let's look at the magic sidebar.
Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down.
Bigger, bigger, bigger. 49 days. 4 hours. 37 minutes and 48 seconds. Right, let's get rid of that.
Oh my god, how cool is that? It's a bit bizarre. Where's the Marine? But yeah, I suppose...
The Marines, they just blew up, you know, they come across a grunt who's had a heart attack and the grunt still wins.
Okay, so what have we got? We've got a hardcore Master Chief.
Yeah, because the one-liner Master Chief is hardcore. Not.
An elite in this really cool blue armor. Very well detailed.
So yeah, it's an elite in standard-looking blue armor.
You've got an elite which looks like in a new high-tech purple armor, but you can't seem to see his face. It's like a full closed helmet.
Yeah, he's wearing like purple armor.
And also the...
The Arbiter.
The Arbiter, thank you. And he's new shiny armor.
So yeah, these two elites also have a backstory to them as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That is cool. And that means that obviously the storyline is going to be running the same but slightly different for cooperative, or it's just standard cooperative like you would before, where you play single player but with extra players.
Well, it would be the same campaign, but whether they would intertwine a different story, I don't know yet.
That's cool though, but if the stories of all those characters intertwine in the game anyway, and you just play the game with all of them, it just makes you a bit more believable to play with someone other than just another Master Chief when you were going around.
Also, I read that other Spartans would make an appearance.
Ooh.
But I don't know. Apparently, one of the screenshots, there was another Spartan reflected in Sonic. But I haven't heard anything more on that.
That's cool.
That was just like going around on Bungie's forums. Oh, look, but the same thing happened on Halo 2 with the special op people who had like full helmets, like the Chief. You know, one of them was reflected in there as well.
Yeah, so people get a little bit overzealous and...
Well, yeah, I mean, people, you know, people look at the flipping every screenshot, every tiny detail.
Yeah.
They're hardcore. So yeah, we've got Halo Cooperative, which I think they had to do after Gears of War, because Gears of War was fantastic co-op.
Yeah, and it's pushed the boundaries of that style of game, which has made them realise you can't release Halo 3 lesser than any games that are out at the moment. You need to push the boundaries, and if the bar has been pushed higher, then you're going to have to do it.
Hey, whist, dude.
Ooh, whist. But,
whist, yeah. Not whist.
Whisk.
Not whisk. Whist.
Whist. Yeah, so that. Cool. Halo 3 Cooperative. I'm going to have to get...
You're going to have to get Halo.
No, I'm going to have to get bloody online again. I'm still on a silver account.
No, you flipping cheapskate. Well, yeah, you will have to get a gold. You'll probably get a month in the box.
Yeah. Well, once I bought myself a year subscription, it got that last for...
That lasts for a year.
Yeah, but it's always ages, so...
But it always comes around, and then you forget about it, and... Yeah. Funky.
Funky monkey. So yeah, Halo 3, absolutely going to be amazing. Cannot wait for that. I must admit, for once... Because fair enough, Halo coming out it was amazing for the fact of the online capability play with it being Xbox Live compared to Halo, which wasn't Xbox Live.
Halo predated Xbox Live.
Yeah. And the ability to play it online, it became one of the top.
Well, yeah, it's still like the most played Xbox Live game there is.
So,
with like 4 billion hours.
But now you've been pushed up the level of single player and multiplayer. There was a lot of large aspect of what people were expecting of this, and they have pushed that bar even higher, which I'm looking forward to.
On to some of the technical details behind it. You can still only have split screen with two players on one Xbox. So, you know, you can't have one Xbox and all four of you play locally.
Right.
But you can have another Xbox somewhere and have, say, two people on that and do a system link.
Yeah.
Or, you know, an Xbox for everyone individually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've not ignored the LAN as well by having, you know, local area network support.
And with the way that most PC monitors are, you pretty much can hook up an Xbox 360 to most PC monitors these days with having the LCD ones.
Yeah, that's just good, yeah.
So, yeah, very cool.
It is very cool. It makes Halo 3 so much better.
Mm.
Because Gears of War was... I never played it on my own. I just did, you know, I went through the whole single player cooperative with Catherine. And that was, you know, far better than doing it single player.
Yeah, it makes it a little bit better to go around doing something.
It does, because then you've got someone else to blame if you get killed.
Because I did that all the time when I was at uni. We went through... me and Shax used to play Splinter Cell, and also Rainbow Six 3. All doing it and going around doing the missions. We all had a little tactics. One of us would go in through a certain way, and we had this mission that we were trying to ace, and we kept going into like a car dealership, and we were just getting glittered from above.
You were not buying a car, you just bought a bike.
And we just had to keep going around the certain cars, and we kept getting hit by other people. So every time we did the level, it was always working out. One of us would go in and shoot people, and the other person would run in purposely to get killed to try and find out where that person was killing us. The next time we did it, we knew roughly where they were, and we had to take a different route. And it's so much cool playing a game with someone in cooperative, because you get to share that experience with someone instead of just playing it by yourself.
Wait, and the fact, you know, you can go in two different ways, and you know.
But the cool thing is,
because in Gears of War, it's really important, because you really need to get around the sides and flank people, otherwise they just like throw you cover all the time.
But yeah, that's going to be amazing, because it means that, you know, even if you complete the game, it means we could get together and me, you, Catherine, Rudis or someone, or Craig, and can just get on and actually just play the game, going around as these individual characters.
Yeah, and everyone can lose my mighty eliteness.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you've got the elite. With their
especially when
cloaking.
I start smacking all my mates in the back of the head, smack.
I'm curious.
And then do it single-handedly.
I'm curious whether or not, because the Arbiter has cloaking, an old cloak, but I wonder if the fact you're playing as a new elite, that your cloak will last longer.
For balance reasons, I think it'll probably be the same.
Yeah. But it makes an advantage that an elite will be having the same ability, having that same ability brought across, so, you know, the Master Chief can stand there with his shield, start shooting a few things, and you know, this bad guy's thinking, yeah, I've got it up on the Master Chief, and all of a sudden uncloaks two elites either side growling and like you're dead. Oh, the tactics for it is just going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, what they need to do is do like a multiplayer cooperative where you have two teams in the single player, two teams of four, and your objective is both to complete the mission and to eradicate the other team.
Well, I remember, because the first cooperative game that they had on first person for consoles on like N64 was Perfect Dark. And one of the extra cooperative things you had standard cooperative and versus cooperative.
Where you could play as the opponents.
Yeah. Where, I must admit, something like that would be absolutely amazing.
It would be amazing, but balancing it would be really hard.
Just for the fact, the idea was, literally, through the gameplay, you would spawn as the first bad guy. And once you're dead, you would respawn as the take control of the next bad guy that is not activated in combat with the main character. and you just keep going backwards. And it means that as you're playing it in single player, the people you're playing against end up being better because the AI, or instead of it being proper AI, it all of a sudden becomes a human playing that character.
Yeah, a human jumping around acting like a spastic.
Yeah. So it either becomes incredibly easy or incredibly hard depending on who you're playing against.
Yeah, it's Sonic the Halo 4.
I think they really need to go back and do a bit more backstory stuff, which would be quite nice. If they, you know, if Halo comes to an end and there is no more. But I can't
see.
Well,
yeah, come on, the Covenant, you should pwn everyone. We need to do a prequel because the Covenant are too powerful. We've lost. End of story. Right, anyway. Also in the news, id Software have announced their new game. It is called Rage.
Rage.
Which I'm sure they picked that name for the sole reason of making it difficult to find in search engines. Because, you know, Rage is... Everything's Everywhere. Rage.
So have they said anything more about the game, or is it just...
It's a shooter,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a driving game. It happens in like a post-apocalyptic, you know, wasteland.
Right.
I'd say sort of like Mad Max style.
Right, okay.
Only not lame, like having Mel Gibson in it. Instead it's got that weird guy with the funny hat. Like Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, post-apocalyptic...
Shooter driving game. So yeah, you basically just, you know, you shoot a load of people here, then you drive somewhere else and shoot more people.
Okay,
and then
so
you drive somewhere else.
You're a first person shooter, but the car is a larger aspect of it, that you need your car to get around, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe a vehicle you can get your hands on. So we're talking first person Grand Theft Auto style, where a vehicle is preferable than running. Unlike most first person shooters, where there's enough happening that you would just run everywhere, and now and again you need to get into a vehicle, but only because it's cool. Most bits with vehicles, apart from like Halo 2, certain moments, you can just do the whole thing on foot if you really wanted to. It just gives you an advantage in a vehicle, but yeah, something like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's Xbox 360, Windows, and PlayStation 3.
Ooh.
And a few other PlayStation 3 news points. John Carmack admitted that PlayStation 3 is the hardest platform to develop for. Shock horror.
Yeah, wasn't expecting to see that one coming.
I was. He said it like a year ago anyway. Well, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you're porting from a system with 3 PowerPC cores, and you have to squeeze it all down to 1 PowerPC core.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe try and jiggle it up with the, you know, vector processors. Have fun with that.
Yeah, damn right. Right, what's the next one?
The next news item is Microsoft slash $50 off the Xbox 360 price.
Is that only in America? Or
North America only. Europe, they have said they're not dropping a price yet.
Okay. Maybe they're feeling a little bit of heat from their competition in America. Obviously, it's a different market, so everything sells slightly different than it would do over here. As is the same in Japan. Obviously, everything's just slightly different in Japan from the way that most people are really into games.
In China, for example, in China, you can pick up Windows Vista for now for $66.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So they massively reduced the cost of that in China. So yeah, go to China, pick up the Chinese copies. If you get Ultimate, we can convert it into English.
Cool. Trip to China then. Road trip.
Yeah, if you pick up like 10,000 copies, you'll, you know, pay for itself really.
Right. Some stuff that was I think it was actually announced at E3, but I caught wind of it a little bit later on. Nintendo have announced that
Nintendo.
Well, they haven't announced, but they've shown pictures now in the official Nintendo magazine that's out at the moment of the Wii Zap Gun. I must admit, I'm a bit shocked on how it looks. I was expecting something different, like one handle where you put your hand underneath, but it is basically a molded gun with a Wii remote slotting on the front, like you showed in the previous one. But this one, I don't know if you're using your own nunchuck or this thing has got a nunchuck built into it, but there is a nunchuck at the end for one hand and a cable running through it that pops out to plug in the back end.
Whoa,
the
so
remote.
You like hold it like that?
Yeah, you will hold
two-handed.
It two-handed like that. And the trigger is there. So the trigger is there and that. But at the end of the day, you're using your own Wii Remote. They're not making it extortionate by saying, right, add the Wii Remote plus the extra bits and the Nunchuck altogether. It would be bloody expensive. So I think they're doing it for a cost efficiency that people can go, I'm buying it as an extra add-on for the original Wii Remote, because they did say everything is around the Wii Remote. Even when you got the Virtual Console controller, it plugs into the Wii Remote. So at the end of the day, they centralize around that Wii Remote, which is a good ploy, because that's what they've always been doing. So it's best to stay with what you've got. Don't start ignoring the Wii Remote instead of just making it a gun. So at the end of the day, you've got your Wii Remote, you can slot on the gun, play the game, and if you're like halfway through something and you're like, I'll pause here, I'm going to click and write a message to someone or something like that, you can still use the same Wii Remote in your hand and you just disconnect the gun and carry on using it as normal. I'm going to have to hold it in my hands before I make final judgment. The look of it, I'm a little bit kind of bothered. I did see the Logitech one on Player.com, and I did prefer that model. But, you know, at the end of the day, a gun may look stupid, but it may feel really comfortable in your hands. And I can imagine this is going to be very good for when Umbrella Corporation and Ghost Squad comes out. As well, show pictures of the new steering wheel.
Steering wheel.
They didn't show the
front.
What,
the Xbox 360 one?
No, this one is actually completely wireless. Basically a floating steering wheel, a little bit like the
plastic. It floats.
As in, you know, you have to hold it.
Well, anti-gravity.
There is no connection to a hub. It basically looks like a custom-made one that doesn't look like the Wii Remote actually slots in it. From the looks of things, it actually looks like a Wii Remote in itself. But I couldn't see the front from the picture, so they weren't saying too much. The main reason they were pushing it on the magazine is they're advertising that they are going to be releasing Mario Kart for the Wii, which was expecting and
hopeful.
Oh wow,
I'm so shocked.
But some
they're releasing another Mario Kart game.
We
don't have anything else.
I think at the end of the day, people are kind of like, you get a lot of fans that are big into Nintendo, which are their bread and butter, and they will start whinging if they don't get remakes. They want to be able to can play the same game.
They're whinges, they don't get remakes.
Yeah, you will get
it. About something new, like Halo 3.
Yeah, Halo 3 with Mario.
oh my god.
The Master Chief steps on this, like,
Mario
device.
Mario Kart with the Warthog and the Chief in. with someone on the gun.
But they're also releasing, which was not at the original E3 for the pre-release of the Wii, a new Wii game with Miis in it. This one is called Wii Fitness, or Wii Fit, I'm not sure which it was. Wii Fitness, I think. And this has been released a new controller, which is a pressure pad. Now, it is the size of a set of weighing scales, quite thin, and it looks like there's two pads built into it, so it takes the pressure from either foot. But it's very detailed in the sense of it will actually, it'll actually know how much you weigh.
So in other words, Nintendo are selling
weight
scales,
which are set into two pressure pads, allowing you to play the game with distributing your weight from one to the other. There's a whole fitness set in there. It looked like some to do with footballs based in there as well. So they're going off the idea of people who are already playing like the Wii Sports and getting all sweaty with playing the tennis and playing the boxing. I must admit, the boxing really gets my heart fluttering because that is extreme. So I must admit, they're pushing on that.
I don't know, man, the golf wears me out.
you've
got to press a button and then, like,
swing your arm. But yeah, that, I must admit, it's interesting to see that something new is coming out. I was starting to get worried that it's going to get stale quickly with the Wii, that nothing
yeah,
new
it
is going
it is getting stale.
Is nothing new going to come out? Is it just going to be the stuff that they've put on release, a few extra bits, and then everything else is from other developers who can't seem to think for themselves? They just seem to keep copying each other. And it really started worrying me that
the
developers...
What else can you do with it, mate? Can you think of something?
Well, if I did, I'd be a developer. But... yeah, I was starting to worry that everything was starting to get a bit samey, but now more Nintendo seem to be able to do the forefront of stuff, and hopefully it will give some more ideas to developers of what you can do with this console. So hopefully this will bring out some more sunshine for it, but yeah, exciting.
We don't need Mario Sunshine, thank you very much.
Although Galaxies will be coming soon, which is good. Hopefully, I think from the looks of it, this year, so nice. I'm looking forward to it, it'll be a nice game to play on. I still stopped playing Legend of Zelda now. I'll stop playing it now. I'm waiting until I get a big widescreen TV to play it on.
Who am I getting a new TV? For Halo 3.
Halo 3.
since you can get like cheat points now, which are pretty good.
Hopefully, I've got. But we will have one by release. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Because Catherine brought a 32-inch, you know, widescreen HD thing that for like 350 quid.
That's not bad.
Which is actually quite good.
Quality good.
I mean, I don't know how well it would stack up if you like put Samsung, like a 700 quid Samsung next to it. But
at the end of the day, you're never comparing it with anything else unless you unfortunately have two TVs in your living room.
Yeah, so you know, you might be able to tell the difference. You may not.
But it does.
But at the end of the day, it looks better than, you know. For me, the piece of crap we've got downstairs at the moment, the piece of crap which was bought for Halo 2.
Cool.
Which is a good TV. It's just, you know, old.
Yeah, so
big.
New Nintendo stuff out, looking good. I'm going to have to go and get that magazine. I'll look at it a bit more and see what else is out. As you may be aware, I've been taking my bike test, and my attention has been on bikes lately. I've been buying bike magazines and my money instead of
Nintendo. Well, I'm looking magazine. At a new tablet PC.
And I've been picking my...
How much is your bike?
1,800 pounds.
Same price as my tablet PC, which is 1,837, something or other.
Well, my bike should have been 1,885.99, but I've knocked them down by 100 quid. So it's just under it. 1,800 quid.
A new tablet PC.
What are you going to do with that one?
I'll sell it to you. 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, deal.
Oh, I know you bloody would. Give you half the chance.
Well, I need to pay for the new one, and I don't want to spend any money. So I'll sell you that for 1,800.
Put it for sale on the GamerCast website. No. Put it for sale everywhere you can.
Yeah, Catherine will end up having it. Yeah. You know, the best offer I've had is 500 quid, which is really not worth it.
Yeah, true. You want to keep your money out of it, so.
Yeah, with tablet PC.
Sweet. And I should hopefully be picking my bike up tomorrow, if not Thursday.
Squeak.
So, looking forward to that. Ooh, you got videos to show me, or?
Yeah, this is a video of the tablet.
Ooh. Is this one without a keyboard?
Yeah, where is it?
Ooh. Pretty buttons all down the side. He has buttons. It's your Vista. It looks really nice.
Yeah, the Vista ones aren't released until the end of the month.
And there's a speaker or something from this port, and he's getting all excited. He's put his fingerprints all over the front of it, cheeky monkey. Ooh, USB ports. A big hole to put something in. Oh, the pen. That's what it's for. Two different types of pen. And whoa! That's cool. It's one of those that slots onto a keyboard.
Yeah, £90 keyboard. That's how much it costs when it rolls.
But you don't have to have it. Does it clip flat onto it so you can take the keyboard with
yeah.
it attached to the back?
You can attach it to the back and to the front.
Cool.
And it clips on. There we go.
So you can use it like yours to seal it all up like a laptop to keep
yeah,
it?
Yeah, to protect the screen.
And then you can...
It's a Motion LE1700. And I want one.
I'm bloody not surprised.
Especially because you can get one with the View Anywhere screen, which lets you like view it outside in sunlight. So the screen like scales to like uber brightness, and with the extended battery you can get 7 hours of battery life, and the extended battery just clips on the back.
Cool.
Which sits flat then. Cool machine, but it's, you know, pricey.
Which means you'll be sat outside with your new tablet PC.
Yeah, I'll be sat out there swearing because I can't get any decent signal out there.
You need like an extra antenna or something for just out there,
because the access points are there to get a good signal to the Xbox, but the conservatory is like concrete blocks.
Yeah.
So it's like concrete blocks. And it just kills them.
You want to wire out a hard wire cable running out there?
Yeah, I just put one on the roof, shall I? In the rain.
Well, you're not going to be out there in the rain. Just wire it in or something. So you can
put one in the shed. Yeah, that'd be good. Then I can go in the shed with all the spiders and nasty things.
And you can sit out there on a nice sunny evening with your laptop, and as it starts to go dark, with your digital camera and your telescope, and you can be happy as anything.
That's what I do anyway. Funny. Because when it's dark, you don't need a bright screen. In fact, you want a really dull screen because otherwise you're blinded by the thing. You look up, you're trying to see some stars and you can't see anything.
Or you can see everything and then you look down like, monitor, blinding my eyes, burning my retina out. Right.
So yeah, woo, for Spore fans, Spore will be hands-on at the Leipzig Games Conference at the end of the month. So yeah, people will be able to play Spore.
So another milestone there for Spore, getting a little bit closer. As we said before in previous episodes, we've seen some screenshots of showing the HUD control system for Spore being a bit more developed.
Spore on the Wii.
Spore on the Wii. Don't get me excited, but I know, yeah, they're
going. It would be a good idea.
They have mentioned the Spore will be on the DS, and also it's got the possibilities to be multi-platform like the
Wii. I think it would work quite well on the Wii.
Yeah.
Apart from the strategy bit, which would be a bit complicated.
The strategy bit.
Yeah, where you're waging war across your planet.
Yeah, true. But then it'd be like a mouse pointer, so you can just.
Yeah, but you know it's not good as a mouse pointer.
So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be good.
So yeah, our last news item. Quite sad. Especially for PlayStation 3 owners who now have no good games coming out this year. Grand Theft Auto 4 is now Q2 2008. Xbox 360 owners can survive because we've got Halo 3.
We've got it in when?
We've got Halo 3.
Oh, yeah. That's
good game.
So it's out for everyone. Did you say second quarter?
Second quarter 2008.
Right, so the second quarter, that's spring, isn't it? No,
April.
April, May.
June.
In the summer. Ooh, it's a while away.
So yeah, PlayStation 3 has also been blamed for that delay. Seriously.
Oh my god.
PlayStation 3 version required more time, and so they're pushing it back.
I can really see it turning around where people are going to be like,
"So what I need to
Sony, you're going to have to pay us four times as much as Microsoft are paying us just for us to let you have it on your console because you're slowing us down."
But what Microsoft needs to do now is jump in and say, hang on, is the 360 version near completion? If it is, Microsoft will send over, you know, a few developers to help finish it off, give them a bunch of money and say, release it this year.
God, that would
because that would destroy the PlayStation 3.
People would be sat there going, why the hell did I spend 500 quid on a console?
I spent
its games.
425 quid and all I've got is Tiger Woods, which I've got on my 360.
The thing is though, when Xbox came out, it was more expensive than the PlayStation 2 at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, the PlayStation 2 in the United Kingdom was £200 and the Xbox released at £300.
How long did it take before they matched prices?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. So even then, you know, it was more expensive and then it caught up. And look at this, 360 is getting its stuff, because PlayStation 2 was getting a lot of stuff before the Xbox ever got it. And it swung round, 360 is getting it before PlayStation 3, yet PlayStation 3 cannot match the price.
What did it for the Xbox was the games. It had really good exclusive games. PlayStation 3 has got none of that.
No.
It's got Resistance, mediocre shooter, MotorStorm, crappy racing game, and you know, oh, it's got Metal Gear Solid, which is next year.
Which most likely will be coming out on the 360 as well.
Yeah. And Final Fantasy, which you know, Square is have licensed a multi-platform engine, so they're obviously not sure about the business sense of just releasing on one.
And they
machine,
are very
and they're
happy.
Afraid of the technical, what sort of technical state they could get in if they just developed for the PlayStation 3.
And also the fact that they are very happy with what Nintendo have been doing with them. They've already got out a sequel for Crystal Chronicles Final Fantasy version on the Wii, which
whatever
was,
that is,
which was
some
a
game,
a Final Fantasy, a new Final Fantasy game in a different gameplay for the GameCube, and they've released the second one on the Wii. They've also released a alternative version on the DS, as well as Final Fantasy 12 Something Wings is on the DS as well. And they've also released the new Final Fantasy 3 and some other Final Fantasy games. So I think Square Enix are really loving the DS, and they're probably going to love the Wii with the reception it's going to get on that console. So that's more reason to start thinking, well, maybe we should think for our bigger platforms, like our continuous of Final Fantasy, to shove them on the 360. See how it goes. Fair enough, we're going to be having at the end of August with the release of Blue Dragon.
Blue Dragon? Dragons aren't blue, they're red. What a stupid dragon.
Because Blue Dragon, that's Square Enix, isn't it?
No, that's...
Yeah, someone else. It's a guy, it's a guy from Square Enix that designed Final Fantasy that's doing it. And the artwork's very similar to the guy who did Dragon Ball Z. But it, the thing about it is having something like that, this very Japanese-style RPG...
Well, yeah, they need that for the Japanese market.
On the 360. If it
they
works,
need more of it.
If it works really well, Square Enix are going to be like, what the hell are we doing? We're one of the top RPG Japanese-style Final Fantasies, and, you know, we're not on the 360. What are we doing? So it might open a few eyes.
Well, they can still get away with it because the 360
has its fan base.
First place in Japan.
And it has its fan base real big for that sort of thing. People are expecting Final Fantasy to continue to just appear on Sony, so people are expecting their favourite series is to end up continuously coming out on Sony, but things are going to change from the looks of it if they can't pull their finger out. So yeah, I guess
that's a wrap.
We should be back normal time
next week.
This week.
Sunday is next week.
I've got a new chair. I brought up a chair from the flat up to Paul's, because you live up the hill. So I've got a
new
chair.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the old one back, since I can just like wheel it down the hill.
No, I'm not taking it back. It was Sarah wanted this chair up here because it meant that she had more space in the living room.
Oh, so that was your game all along, was it?
Yeah, damn right.
Rather than chuck it out in the rubbish, bring it up there.
Which means I still get to keep it. I still get to sit on it when I come up.
You can take that one off. It's smaller, more room in living room.
You don't have anywhere for it in the living room.
Oh, I see.
Should be in your sister's bedroom, if you won't notice.
Shove it in the attic. Chuck it out. Let the dog. Yeah, the dog's munch on it.
Yeah.
Put some food on it. Yeah, Woo. So anyway, we will see everyone next week on episode 80 of Elite.
Yep.
Is that Banana Man?
Yes, Banana Man on my t-shirt.
Lame.
There's my Christmas present.
Banana Man sucks.
Banana Man.
Ooh, that reminds me. I, one last thing to tell you. I recorded the Transformers movie from, like, the 1980s, the cartoon one.
Yeah?
Yeah. I watched the first 30 seconds and I said, this really sucks. So I've got to get in the mood to watch it. Then I'll know what, like, a Decepticon is and stuff.
Yeah. I understand what it all is about. Optimus Prime.
Well, no, there are these two big, like, circle things, like, and one was eating the other thing.
Yeah, that's Unicron. He's the big planet that goes around eating other planets.
Isn't that illegal?
No one can really stop him.
Oh, we need to build a bigger one, then. We need to send the Death Star out after him. Get out of Darth Vader and all that.
Yeah.
It just imagine, munches up the Death Star.
The Death Star comes around the corner and Darth Vader just stood there, and for some reason his cape is flapping in the wind even though it is in space, and he's there with his lightsaber kind of like pointing, charge! And he's stood on top of the, and still moving, charge! Yep, we're still moving. We're moving quite fast for a planet, but yep, we're not got there quite yet. Charge! I'm not going to do it in the Darth Vader accent.
Yeah, woo.
Wiz says he was watching it last night.
So I think what we're going to do is we're going to... Adam is going to research the WoW expansion pack, and we're going to talk about that on next week's episode.
I should be having a bit of a Google of that. Yeah, so I was Adam.
Yes, he was.
And you were Paul. And you can leave feedback at...
feedback at gamercast.net. Or on the blog at gamercast.net.
Or you could
like post loads of spam and stuff on the forums at portalforums.net. You can also leave us loads of money, review us on iTunes, and dig us as well.
Dig us. Dig us.
Yeah, we will see everyone on episode 83.
On Sunday. Catch you guys later.